Namaste. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam Lee.
All right. Well, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee, and today we should be joined by our co-host, Lolita, or better known now as Reverend Lolita. I'm going to be bringing her on air here. And hello, Lolita. How you doing today?
Hey, Adam. How's it going?
Doing great.
Well, we're having a little troubles with chats. I don't know if you saw my messages, but we have bad weather here, and my chat is not acting properly, so we're not going to take any chat room questions today.
All right, that's okay. Well, it does look like we have a compensation for that, though, because our switchboard is lit.
Full.
So we have a lot of callers to get to. And just as a heads up before we start taking callers today we are running a special for half an hour readings with myself on our website over at howpsychic.com. And the special is for a half an hour reading, and it is going to be $10, people. This is a really good deal, and if you book before the end of the show today, you will be able to get a full half an hour reading, private reading, for only $10. All right, everyone. Well, we're going to go ahead and take callers. Lolita, how you feeling? Are you okay to take callers here?
Yeah, we're doing good, but I would really like to talk about something before we go. I know this is last minute and we didn't discuss this, but I found a very interesting article for the new moon coming up, and I think this is a very important new moon coming up in Pisces as of February 21st, and I just wanted to share a little information out there with somebody. Read a little article that I found that everyone can know what the new moon in Pisces is really about. And it's also very important to all of us because 2012, a spiritual enlightenment, you'll notice that February 21st is the first phase of everyone getting to the next step. Am I getting that correct part? That part correct, Adam?
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to read a little excerpt of just something. What I'm going to do is post a website that I found this information. Just wanted to read something really quick, just like three paragraphs, if you guys don't mind out there. I wanted everyone to take advantage of that because it's a great time for lots of good things right now for that phase on a new moon. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, do you want to share one of those with us?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to read that. I'm going to read a little glimpse of it, and then I'm going to go ahead and paste that on the website here, on our chat room. Okay, It says that a spiritual new moon enters our atmosphere to wake us up to the most beautiful spiritual enchantment. On February 21st, 2012, the beautiful spiritual new moon will enter Pisces in the early degrees, which is approximately 2 to 3 degrees with plus or minus. This wonderful encouragement will take place approximately at 5:15 Eastern Time. This magnificent new beginning in our spiritual journey will affect many. The new moon conjuncts Neptune, the planet of illusion, delusion, and confusion, and lack of clarity. But Neptune also rules spirituality, creativity, and compassion. The few days leading up to this new moon may seem tiring and emotionally trying or discouraging, and those with water or earth sign moons will fare best. Spend time finishing up projects rather than starting new ones. Once the new moon occurs Tuesday, February 21st, it will be time to begin new projects. Every new moon begins a new cycle of pathways, rather directions, sometimes written or spiritual messages to help us walk a very deep-rooted spiritual path. Many spiritual healers believe that the new moon are stages, or rather new instructions to enhance us, come out of our normal routine and grace forward. But this moon is particularly different. Many may call it a spiritual moon. It is a time to be more loving, towards yourself and as well as others. The new moon will give enough energy to stop any self-destructive behaviors, addictions, or habits that have hindered our lives and people around us. The moon energy will allow us the consciousness to use our strength to connect to our highest psyche, God to help us to manifest our dreams. So I just think that was those couple of paragraphs, I think that is very important. And I think everyone should really know and really study what this new moon can really bring to us. So I just had to share that because I thought that was very, very, it was just a great article for me to read. And I just felt more powerful and empowered by learning that, because it is a good time for us to learn even more.
Oh, yes, you are so right. And especially with it going into Pisces at that time period, it not only opens up our spiritual and our enlightenment phases, but it also brings us into the phases of creativity and being able to create and manifest even more powerfully the things into our lives that we are trying to attract. Now, as you know, Lolita, I am a Pisces.
I know. So I had to share that with you. I sent you the email actually to that, because I wanted you to read it, because it was just very interesting. Oh, yeah. And anyone that does not do the full moon or the new moon or any type of cycles, I would really suggest everyone that's listening at 5:30 or 5:35, or even that night when you're by yourself, take a white candle and just meditate, and you'll find a lot of things coming to you, a lot of answers. It's very, very powerful. And if it's a nice day, I advise you to go outside and just give thanks to the moon, because the moon is very, very powerful to all of us.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So on that note, we'll just leave you guys with that little bit of information. We're not astrologers, but one day we'll have a lovely guest on as soon as she's ready, because I think she's on the chat board. She'll start talking about astrology alongside what we do. So we look forward to that.
Oh, yes.
So you ready to rock and roll? Because you got a lot of callers.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and rock and roll.
All right. Let me get to the first caller. Area code 323-253. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Michelle, and I'm calling from California.
Hey, Michelle.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Doing good.
We're doing wonderful. How may we help you?
Well, I have a question regarding work. I've been interviewing a lot the last few days, and I'm wondering if you can see me landing anything sometime in the next month.
Okay, Michelle, give me 1 minute and I will. Well, okay, wait a minute. Well, there is the 22nd and the 23rd popping out. So you're going to get a phone call around that time period of this month. Then about the 28th is when I see you actually going in for an interview as a result of the phone call. I see that this will be one of the places that you've currently looked into or have already applied at. It also seems to be one of the ones that you had as a favorite on the list of places that you have applied yourself with.
Really?
Yes.
Do you get a sense of it being a long term?
Well, I would say that it's very stable for you from what I can see here, and I definitely see a consistency coming with the employment, so yes. However, we are only doing one question per caller tonight, so I thank you for calling in and wish you the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great night. All right. Yeah, let's just make sure we all have this clear. It's one question, and that's it. And then we'll have to go to the next callers. All right. Hold on 1 second here. Area code 559-464. Please state your name where you're calling from.
Hello. My name is Brandy, and I'm calling from Texas.
So your name is Brandy?
Yes.
Okay, hey Brandy, how's it going?
All great. And my question is if y'all can see any money coming my way anytime soon.
Okay, wonderful. Yes, I actually do see that there is a wonderful person coming your way pretty soon. This is not the gentleman that you have had in your life, or should I say in and out of your life, but this is a totally brand new individual that I see coming in for you. I feel that this individual should be coming in anywhere between March 3rd to about the 6th of March, okay? I'm seeing more like the 3rd and the 2nd being the most auspicious days of March for you when this connection's going to happen. Somehow I feel that you're going to meet this individual through work atmosphere or something in relation to making money.
Okay. Well, great. Thank you. I'm going to book a reading with you.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for calling
in.
And I'll look forward to it.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Let's go to the next caller. Area code 352-702. Please state your name where you're calling from.
Hi, this good evening. This is Cindy. I'm in Florida.
Hey, Cindy in Florida.
How you doing?
Hi. I'm doing great. How
good.
Are you doing?
How may we help you?
Well, I was wondering what you see for me as far as a, I don't know, social life, getting out, meeting new people. I'm in a new area and just been really busy working. And if you see anything coming up with me, meeting anybody new.
Okay. Well, I definitely see you meeting people new, okay? And I am actually seeing that you will take off with your romance department somewhere around the very end of this month to the very beginning of next month in March, okay? If it rolls into March and you still have not gotten to meet this individual, it would happen more around March 17th and the 18th, okay? I am feeling that, for one, you haven't really gotten out quite a bit for a while, and I feel that when you do get out, you do not go to the normal meeting places that would be considered cliche nowadays, such as the bar or things like that. In fact, I see the gym-type atmosphere for some reason.
Okay. Well, I haven't been to a gym in a while, but I've been just working at home.
Okay.
My home gym, working at the
farm. Take care of your house.
Yeah, well, maybe it's time to get back into the gym, sweetie, because I am seeing you meet this individual at the gym-type atmosphere or a spa-type atmosphere with a gym. So that's the area that I feel you need to be in.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
You're welcome.
Very nice.
Thank you for calling in.
All right, thanks. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I think it's next area code, 706-348. It looks like a Georgia number. Area code 706-348, we have you on here. Please state your name. Where are you calling from?
My name is Mary, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Hey, what part of Georgia are you calling from?
The mountains.
LJ?
Wow.
Up around that area, yeah.
Okay, I live in Marietta. That's what I was asking.
Well, that's good that you live in Marietta.
Yeah,
not too far away.
Nope.
I've been waiting very patiently for a contract to come through. I do hotels, and the project was, you know, kind of delayed, and you know, I was wondering if that's going to be coming forward anytime soon.
Okay. Just give me one moment. You know, I do see that this will be coming forward pretty soon for you. The message and timeline is about anywhere from 4 to 5 days as far as the business working days. I don't see it happening on the weekend, obviously, so I give it 4 to 5 business days here, okay? When it happens, I see that this will take off and this will be successful for you. However, I also feel like there's someone slacking on this. They're not quite doing their job properly, but we'll get on the ball game very soon.
Well, I know who that is. It's sometimes hard to, it's like a, what do you call it, pinball, in the pinball machine ball, you know, game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So anyways, yeah, I mean, you know, I love them to death, but.
Yeah.
What kind of work do you do for the hotels?
I design the interiors and do the purchasing for what goes inside it.
Wonderful.
You need to take my number because I'm from India. And I know a lot of the owners in the hotel association here. So reach out to Adam's website, give me your number, and I'll forward you my information.
Okay. Hold on. I'm not online right now. So what is Adam's website?
www.howpsychic.com.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's how.
Mm-hmm. H-O-W?
H-O-W.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then psychic.com. Mm-hmm. And you can find my information on there through the Contact Us page. You'll find the phone number there, and you can reach out to us.
Okay. Sounds good.
Give you a couple
Thank
of leads.
You.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Have a great night. Bye-bye. All right. Let's see here.
All right. Well, while you are looking at the switchboard here, do we have the familiar phone number on there? Well,
yeah, I just put her on air really quick because I hit the wrong button.
Oh, why don't we go ahead and bring her on because I know she has a question and they've been waiting very patiently.
Okay. Okay. You talking about Tina?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Tina.
Hey, guys, how are you?
I'm doing good.
You're doing wonderful.
That girl.
How are you doing?
I'm fabulous. I also want to add that article is amazing that you just read. Also, during this time, it's a really good time to get your picture taken when the new moon is in Pisces.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
for everybody.
Actually, let me read. I don't know if I can't. Is your chat working? Are you online, Tina?
No, I'm not.
Okay. I'm going to have to, like, figure out how to get this out there because it's really good article. It's really awesome. I don't find very good articles, but this one was, like, fabulous. So I'm going to have to find a way to get somebody to chat this online there. But
it is a great article, and it's a great time for people to get their picture taken and also a time for people who have addiction problems to be careful because Pisces does rule
addiction
and so does Neptune. So,
yes,
so
it does.
It's,
actually,
mm-hmm.
It's funny. It says that in here.
It does say that in there?
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm trying to find the paragraph right now. When you're, I think, did I read a little bit about it? Yeah, I did read in the beginning, didn't I? Hold on.
Yeah.
Make sure.
Yeah.
Where'd it go?
Definitely email that to me.
Yeah, I will. I'll email you that link. Yeah.
Anyway, I have a question for Adam.
Yes.
Regarding my sister, who's also on the phone right now. But I'm going to ask the question if that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So my sister is curious about her love life.
Okay. And what would
Sandy.
You like to know about it?
Say hi, Sandra.
Sandy, where have you been?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. You forget all about your, like, older sister. I mean, what's up?
She does it to me, too, so don't worry. It's that's just Sandra.
Well, great to hear you on the radio here.
Awesome, yeah. You shocked me.
Well, what would she like to know about the love life then?
Pretty much. I'm just curious when I'm gonna meet the one that I'm the next, you know, the watch.
Okay. Well, the one seems to be coming in on the 22nd of March, hun. And I do see it happening pretty quickly now. I feel for some reason, were you in an abusive relationship? Not like physically, but verbally?
I don't think so. Not verbally.
Okay, Maybe. Because I see some type of abuse that was there.
Is this somebody new, this March 22nd person?
Yeah, this isn't new, but I'm trying to tell you that they're going to be the opposite of what you've already had, like total opposite. This person is completely laid back, very go with the flow. Speaking of Pisces, they also look to be, if not Pisces, and very much the characteristics therein of Pisces. And this individual, I keep seeing a lot of water, and maybe that's because of the sign Pisces. It's kind of trying to reconfirm itself here. But I'm also seeing that you had struggles with a Taurus.
Taurus,
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Like, there was a
meeting
person.
I was going to say, I'm meeting a lot of different people right now, but nothing's really happening. There's just some different people around. So I wasn't sure if it was somebody who I already know.
No. This person is totally new and actually seems to be the perfect fit, hun. I mean, physically, spiritually, emotionally, this person all seems to be in tune here. And the world is really their oyster. They're very creative. They really know how to turn things into gold when they touch it. This person, I'm not going to say is very wealthy, but I will say doesn't have to be concerned about where the next paycheck's coming from. Okay? This individual seems to be someone of a good caliber as far as trying to care for others, very generous, wants to always help the less fortunate.
Do you know where I will meet this person?
Well, we're only doing one question per show, but it does look to be somewhere very nearby where you are.
Okay.
Like where you live.
Okay.
In fact, I would say that this person's been around for quite a long time, just around the corner from where you live, and you have you haven't really met them, but there's such a very close proximity.
Interesting.
Okay. Well, thank you for your question. It's an honor to have you here.
You guys are
thank
fabulous.
You.
Bye, you guys.
Bye.
Thank you.
Before we go into the next caller, I wanted to point out something really quick about the new moon, and then I'll be done with this new moon thing. That night, when you take a white candle, Lord Shiva is actually the representation of Pisces, which is a person that kind of, the god of, like, not say destroy, but break things down to get reconnected. So if you do the mantra, Om Namah Shivaya, 108 times, during the next, on that Tuesday for the whole week, it will actually also help your spiritual path too. So I wanted to point that out there really quick.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing that.
Not a problem. All right, next caller. 804-798. We have you on the air. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Hi, good evening. My name is Hugh. I'm in Virginia.
Hey, Joe.
Hello, Hugh.
Hi.
Hugh.
Yes, I just was looking to see what you could pick up on finances.
Okay, Hugh. Financially, things appear to actually be taking place in the next half of a week here, okay? I'm feeling that something is going to be happening very quickly in about little bit under 4 days, okay? And are you waiting on a very big deal to happen, or are we just looking for work still?
No, I'm just starting a partnership, and we're
okay.
Opening up
yeah.
very big, big opportunities to bless others.
Okay,
yep.
So we are creating something new. Well, I feel that this is going to go very well, and something is going to start to propel this in a little bit under 4 days. Okay?
Oh, wonderful. Thank
mm-hmm.
you so much.
You're welcome.
How are you?
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, area code 212. I'm sorry, hold on. It kind of skips on me here. Hold on 1 second.
It'll do that every once in a while.
I don't know who came first now. 2804. Okay. Area code 916289. We have you on here. Please state your name. Where you're calling from?
Oh, hi, Adam, Lolita. It's Mary. How are you guys?
Hey,
doing
Mary.
Wonderful. How you doing, Mary?
I'm fine. And I just wanted to say really quick, Lolita, I really appreciate the information on the meditation because I'm a real advocate of it myself, and I teach my clients how to meditate, and I appreciate the information on the new moon because you're right, it is really important. The moon cycles are very important. But yeah, so thank you so much for bringing that up because it's very important spiritual work. But Adam, I know you know what I'm going to ask you about. I am trying so hard to go with the flow of this move and let divine timing and divine order happen,
mm-hmm.
but I sort of had to give a mild ultimatum to somebody in a very loving way, and if this move does not happen the end of the month, I don't want to have to find somewhere else to live. So I'm kind of wondering what you see.
Honey, it's supposed to be, it's already supposed to have happened. We know that. And I really feel it's in a matter of days now, hon. We're not even looking at it coming to the 28th, okay? We're just looking at it happening tomorrow, the day after. That's what I'm feeling.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to be patient. Divine order, divine timing, really major, wonderful things have happened, but needs to happen. It really does. So you don't think I'm going to have to find another place, is what you're saying?
No, sweetie. I do not believe you will have to do that. I still see the move happening together.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you so much, and have a beautiful show.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks, Mary.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Lolita.
Bye. All right. Let's see here. Okay, now, area code 212-222, we have you on air, so please state your name, where you're calling from.
Hello, good evening.
Is this Anna?
Hello?
This is Anna.
Hello,
yes.
Anna.
Why did you know my name? Are you so psychic?
No, because
no,
I keep a log of who calls my show. No, I keep a log of who calls me. On our show and their name, so it gives me an idea on who's calling us on a week-to-week basis.
Oh, I haven't called in for a while. How have you guys been?
Doing good. How are you?
Doing good.
My question is, I like someone, and I was, we just seeing each other on and off, but not like meeting or anything, just seeing each other, knowing that we're here. I don't know his name, so I was wondering if you see anything about him liking me or if it's okay to make contact. And
okay, Anna. It is okay to make contact, and it is okay to move forward and take it to the next level. In fact, I really feel that if you pursue this one, you will not be harmed like you have so many times in the past.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank
I
you.
Bye bye. All right. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Is our phone breaking up or is it just me?
It sounded a little bit broken up.
Okay. All right, let's get on to the next caller. Area code 312-493. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Tina. I'm calling from Chicago.
Hey, is it Tina?
Hello?
Yes. Hi.
Hey.
I was calling to look into my financial, and also I made an appointment, so I would like to know when I can get the reading.
Okay, sweetie. I will probably give you a call after the show or tomorrow to schedule your reading in for tomorrow. But what is your question for now?
My question for now is I wanted to know what you see for me regarding career.
Career? Okay.
Yeah, if you see something coming up for me soon.
Okay, give me one moment, then. Ooh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Are you currently looking for a new job?
Yes, I am.
Okay, because the Three of Pentacles comes out here. Now, Lolita tells you that I don't normally read the cards on the show, but I'm pulling them out for you.
Okay.
The Three of Pentacles, the Ten of Cups, and there's also the Four of Cups here, so it has me a little bit concerned. It looks like you're going to have an opportunity that would be very financially beneficial to you, but because of the way it appears to be at first, you may just very well turn it down. And my concern is that I do not want you to turn it down, because even though it doesn't seem to be what you're looking for to begin with or right off of the bat, it will turn into that after you get started with it. Like, let's say if you took the opportunity, then it would turn into be even more than what it seemed to be in the beginning. Okay?
Wow.
Very financially beneficial. I also feel that you have been trying to move, or you've been thinking about eventually moving to a different location, and I feel that this job would give you the capability to do so.
Okay.
In the end. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, okay. So I'll just wait till you can give me a full scope of reading on this. And I just want to encourage the people on the phone to call you, because you kind of like pretty much giving free reading to people. When I look on your site, it's pretty much like free. What you're charging is like pennies, you know, just to help people. And we really appreciate that you're doing this. This is genuine, me coming from the heart.
Thank
you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. But, Tina, I need you to do me a favor, okay? I need you to stop fearing. Just know that that job is going to come through. Because the more we think about it, you're pushing your destiny backwards. So you're actually postponing everything. If you have trust, it starts within. So just know that it's going to happen when it's happening. So just let this be, like, as of today and after tomorrow, understand that we're going through a big shift. You got to take advantage of it. You got to have faith in yourself. If we're looking, there's a lot of people always looking for a job. I was for 2 months. But honestly, when you have faith and you just know that it's going to happen, it will happen. And if it's not the job that you're looking for, you take it until you get to your next destination, because you have to be at that job to learn something until you get to the next point. So I want you to be a little stronger for yourself, because I sense a little fear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I've been out of work for almost 2 years and
That's understandable, but take this time for yourself.
Okay.
You know, I think a lot of people live in that fear because there's no work, because we're constantly going. So just say thank you for you being unemployed, and you know, unemployment checks are coming in, but just know that there is a job coming. But take the time to rest and get to know yourself a little bit better, because you actually co-create your life. No one else does. So if you got a lot of emotional, spiritual, physical baggage, you're going to attract that. And Adam will go into that deeper with you tomorrow. But you got to start. You got to start clearing everything.
Okay, I will.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much for the nice advice. I really appreciate your time.
No problem. You have a great night, hon.
God bless you. You too. Okay.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
Good night.
Let's see here. Okay, area code 937. 339. Hello. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Hello, this is Sandy. I'm calling from Ohio. And first, I just want to say thank you for giving out such good advice on things. Because, I mean, you're good at telling everybody what's going on, but you hand out the advice, too. And that's advice that helps everybody, just not the person that's on the phone getting the reading.
Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I heard someone ask a question, and you did such a good thing. I want to know when you think Mr. Wright will come in for me.
Okay, sweetie. Give me one moment and I'm going to see what comes out for you.
Sure, thank you.
Oh, my. What happened 3 months ago, hon?
I had a guy ask me out.
Okay.
3 months ago.
And nothing came of that, right?
We see each other and we talk, but I'm
mm-hmm.
the leery one. I mean, I know he's a good guy and be a good
mm-hmm.
catch, but he's got some circumstances that he's got to work out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And these circumstances, does one of them involve a separation between him and someone else?
He has been married for 30-some years, but
yeah.
his wife has cancer. And
mm-hmm.
is on the verge, and
mm-hmm.
I don't want to butt in and be that third party,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
I want him to stay right there with his wife. I mean, I'll be there
mm-hmm.
to support him, but I don't
mm-hmm.
want the kids to think that I'm after their dad.
I understand, sweetie. Well, I feel that, you know, after the resolve comes with that situation, he may pop back up into your life because I feel that he's really made peace, and so has his wife, with him moving on to a degree, but not currently due to the current situation. So it's sort of like after the situation's been resolved, I feel that the peace will be there both from the wife's spirit and from him, and it's kind of already planned out that way that he's going to be able to move on. It's also a mechanism that they're trying to do to stop a little bit of the grieving process within him, at least. Now, I'm also seeing here that this is not the only gentleman, but this was very important and divinely driven that you two were placed in each other's lives. Okay? So right now it's about that support and that friendship developing between the two of you, and that's it for now. Down the road, possibilities, you know, say things that are good for that. However, there is another individual that seems to be coming in about 1 month's time from now, okay? And this individual also seems to be pretty good, but a little bit better in the far as what the situations around them are and how they might not be held back, okay? I feel that in this situation, this person is very balanced in the aspect of no ties to the past, no real hang-ups with anybody else, and doesn't have anything that really distracts them other than work from time to time, as they do tend to be a workaholic, and they really enjoy and love what they do. Okay?
Wow. Yeah. Well, thank
mm-hmm.
you. That helps a lot. Thank you very much. You guys have a
You're
great
welcome.
Show. I appreciate it.
Thank
and
you.
I've enjoyed listening.
One thing before you go away here. The new person that I'm speaking of has blonde hair, but it's a dusty blonde. It has a little bit of brown highlights in there.
Okay. Well, I'll write that down, take notes. Thank you. Thank
okay.
you so much. Have a
Wonderful.
Great day.
You're welcome.
You
Thank
too.
You.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay.
All right. Area code 213570. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
It's Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Steve. Hi, Reverend Lolita, and hi, Reverend Adam. I called to get my general reading. I'm just kidding. I'm just listening.
Okay.
You're so hilarious. What's going on with you?
Because normally when he calls in. Well, I'm doing good. I'm doing better. So for a while I was going, I was having ups and downs with frustration and stuff, but I've kind of worked through it and released a lot of stuff, so I'm doing better now.
Okay, well, here's your general reading, sweetie. Next month, fabulous money. Okay, I mean, absolutely fabulous. You're going to have so many deals coming at you next month, you're not going to know what to do with them. Okay? And a lot of them are going to come from one direction, and then the others, I feel like there's a few coming out of the ballpark, you know, sort of like out of left field. Okay?
Cool. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
You're welcome.
Staying out of trouble, Steve?
Huh?
Are you staying out of trouble?
Trying to.
Okay. That's what I like to hear.
Take care.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Cool. Bye-bye.
Bye. You want to? Okay. Never mind. Okay. I thought we had to unmute them, but never mind. It was a weird question. All right, area code 251-223, please state your name where you're calling from.
Hi there, my name is Dalton, and I'm calling from Somerdale, Alabama. I'm kind of close to Mobile.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of
Dalton, before I ask you your question here, is there a female you've been struggling a little bit with?
From time to time, but we've gotten over everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of why I called in.
Okay, and you're worried that it might revert back to the way it was with the difficulties, and I'm feeling like it's not going to. There's going to be better effort on both ends now.
Basically, what I called him for was to see how long me and my girlfriend would be together.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I feel it will be long-lasting, okay?
Okay.
But remember, everyone has free will, too, at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. I also have one other thing. I'll try to make this quick. I'm sort of in the job market for my first job, and I was wondering if you saw me working anywhere.
Okay. Wow. Have you ever done factory work, or have you... are you in management, by chance?
No, I haven't really. Like I said, I'm trying to get my first job. I sort of had a job when I was in Talladega, where I had to do industrial work, but that didn't really work out well. They had to do 350 bags, and I had to do it in about an hour, and I have one bad hand.
Holy moly. Holy moly. Well, I'm seeing you somewhere like, okay, eventually I see you becoming management, but the first thing that comes to me is that I see you in a factory-type setting again, okay? And I feel this is just right around the corner, and it wouldn't surprise me that in the next 2 or 3 days even, you get some type of line of work in that direction, okay?
Okay.
So one good thing about this is it's not so much the heavy lifting this time. It's going to be more about the productivity as far as speed, and I feel it's more or less filling orders. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, I just wanted to give you that, and hopefully that helps you. Okay?
Well, thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too, and I'll try to call in some other time. I don't know when it'll be.
Okay.
Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Sure.
All right. As a side note to everyone, once more, we are going to make the announcement that if you book before the end of the show today, you will be able to get a full half an hour reading with myself, which would be a private reading, okay, for $10, and that is located on our website over at howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com.
All right, so area code 520-234, we have you on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Lisa, and I'm calling from Tucson.
Hey, Lisa.
Hello, Lisa. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. I'm so glad I got on, and I want to book a reading before we hang up. I need to get that website again. But I wanted to ask you about Monday. I have an appointment, and I wonder if you saw the appointment I have ending on a successful note for me.
Okay, Lisa. I'm going to go ahead and pull out a card to determine this. Ooh. Yes. I like this. Does this involve money?
It's medical.
Medical. Okay, does it involve money in the medical? Like, is there something that you need money for, or a lawsuit of sorts? Because I've got the Hierophant here, and I've got the Knight of Pentacles, and then I have the Fool card. Like, this was drawn out for so long now, and you're finally going to get resolved. And, yes, it will be in your favor.
Yeah, oh, thank God, because it has gone on for too long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Who are you battling on this? Because there is this female that's been creating all sorts of problems for you.
Could that possibly be in another area of my life, like in a work situation?
Yeah.
That is indeed something I've been manifesting, calm, harmony, and hoping that takes place.
Okay, that will even square away for you pretty soon. The thing about this is that the two energies are getting mixed up for some reason, but they both seem to be resolving pretty well and pretty quickly and about the same time as each other.
Oh, wow. That is so wonderful. I really.
And also to kind of help you out in your manifestations, you got to actually believe in it and feel in it. So whatever you're going through, like, for example, your job, you got to actually picture it all hunky-dory. You cannot wait. You got to actually physically visualize that every single day. And also when you're dealing with certain court cases or issues, just visualize the end result that you want, because you can actually change that whole direction if you want to.
I believe what you're saying.
Yeah, Esther Hicks really emphasizes on that.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, we thank you for calling in.
And what is the website again?
It's How, H-O-W, like in how are you, and then psychic.com. So howpsychic.com.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're
have
welcome.
Everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we got about one more caller. That's it, Adam.
Okay. Well, let's try and get through them here.
Yep. Area code. Wrong one. Hold on. Area code 631-289. Please state your name where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Anne, and I'm calling from New York.
Hey, Anthony.
Hi. Hi, Adam.
Hi. How you doing? How may we help you?
Okay. I've read with you once before in here about someone named Nigel that I've been seeing kind of casually.
Mm-hmm.
I had a question about a question that happened about something that happened today. He emailed me late this afternoon and he wanted to see me. He usually just emails me. He doesn't use the phone, so don't know. That's another question. Well, he said he wanted to see me. I told him, give me like a half hour, and he wrote back and said, sure. And then 15 minutes later, he said, I'm leaving in a few minutes. And then a little follow-up afterwards that he said something and he was on his way, or supposedly he was going to be on his way in like a minute. And then he never showed up.
Never showed up. Mm-hmm.
Never showed up. A half hour later, I wrote, said, are you on your way? And then when I didn't hear back another half hour, I was like, what happened to you? And I haven't heard back since. So I just don't know. I'm just trying to see if you could pick up what happened.
Okay. He's still alive, but I think something diverted him for some reason. Honestly, I would want to do a little bit of a short private reading on this. Not that I see anything horribly rotten or bad, but I'm having a hard time trying to grab a hold of what diverted him right now. All I know is that he's alive.
Okay.
Okay.
I was concerned in case something did happen.
I feel that there was fear of an accident or something that he could have gotten into that may have been lethal. But he appears to be alive from what I'm gathering here.
Okay. And other than
okay.
that, any other reasons right now?
I'm not seeing any other reasons right now, sweetie. You know me. I always try and look for the best to come out.
Yes.
But I'm not seeing any other reasons at this point. I think we would need to do a little bit more in depth.
Oh, okay. Is it okay if I ask, do you know why he never uses the phone to communicate with me and only uses email? Do you get anything about that?
Because email is more impersonal, and it still provides a sense of comfort for him. So I think it's because it acts as like a shield. In some way, it's like a security blanket.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense for him, definitely.
Okay.
And
okay.
I'm just going to put my last input on this because you know I have to have an input. And you got to go back and say, is Anne going to tolerate this?
Right.
You need to ask yourself that question. How much do you really love Anne? It doesn't matter. It's how much you respect yourself and what you're worth. Again, ask yourself that question tonight. Do you really accept that?
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
All right, area code 646509. Please state your name where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Christina. I'm calling from California.
Hey, Christina.
Hello, Christina. How are you?
Hi. I just want to get a general reading and see what messages come through.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Christina. We have to have specific questions, please.
Career, work.
Okay, career, work. Give me one moment. Ooh, okay, maybe I don't need a moment. The Queen of Pentacles, the Temperance card. So you have the ability to be very creative, and you're very skilled and brilliant with what you do, okay? And I feel, however, that you struggle with trying to make that happen in the field of work for you with your current location. I feel while the opportunities seem to be out there, they never seem to be there for you. It always looks like the other guy or the other person that gets it. However, I do see that there is two opportunities on the way to you within the second week of March. And I feel the first one's not going to be so well, but the second one that comes in within days from the first one, this one seems to be the best opportunity and will allow you to fully blossom with the knowledge and the wisdom and the creativity that you have. And, of course, would provide you very stable finances.
Well, you are perfectly right about that. Now, with the second opportunity, would that be somewhere in California? Or would it be at the location where I'm right now, or is it going to be elsewhere?
It's actually going to be in the same vicinity where you are right now, but I feel it may require a little bit of travel. So it might be a little bit farther away, but still within the same state.
Wow, you are good. Thank you. Wow.
All right. Wow. Thank you. And you have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Hold on. Erica 4202. Please take the name where you're calling from. 408-202. You're on air.
Oh, hi. How are you guys?
Good.
We're doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. My name is Trace, and I'm from California.
Wonderful.
Hello.
And how may we help you?
Yeah, great. I was wondering if you see me finding a job by the end of the month.
Okay. You know, well, we always seem to have a theme every week. It's pretty cool. All right, guys. Let's see here. What do I see for you? Do you work in any sort of career dealing with law or justice?
No.
Okay. Has anybody ever told you you should be a lawyer?
No, I'm probably the opposite. More healthcare background.
Okay. I see the healthcare because we have the Ten of Wands here. But I'm getting the justice field. Like, you would be so good at like, the court or something to do with the law. Now, to be all honest with you, that's not something that's going to happen right away. Obviously, that might happen over time. Now, career-wise, with where you currently are, like, healthcare field, you said, I do see that we have the number four. Okay, and then we have the number one. So in about 4 to 5 days, I always add on an extra day to be safe, okay? 4 to 5 days, you're going to get one really good opportunity. I feel like you currently have something right now, but it's not panning out very well, okay? And the next thing that's going to happen, the opportunity you're going to get, it's really going to open up the doorways for you. I feel it's going to allow advancement within your current career.
Okay, so 4 to 5 days. Okay, I'll keep looking.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wonderful. And
you see,
for some reason, it's a big facility, but it's not a hospital. It's quite large, but it's not a hospital.
Hmm. Okay.
So it might be a clinic or a healthcare facility of some sort. Mm-hmm.
Great. Okay, thank you for your help.
Great, no problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
All right, area code 714-884. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, it's Nathaniel from California.
Hello, Nathaniel.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. How
doing great.
You?
How may we help you?
I'm just kind of wondering if you see anything for me, maybe a message from Spirit.
Okay, Nathaniel. Let's see here. Give me one moment, Nathaniel. Oh, how weird is that? I just shuffled these cards pretty well, and I got the same card for you I got for the last caller. All right, let's see here. Your sleep, your health. Something's going on here. Have you been trying to manifest more, Nathaniel?
Yes.
Okay. I feel like you're on track because you're heading in the right direction, but the manifestation isn't quite happening yet. Okay? I feel that there needs to be some type of adjustment. I don't know what forms of manifestation you're trying to use, but I feel that there needs to be some type of adjustment that's going to be made on top of what you're already doing. So don't stop what you're doing. Continue what you're doing, but think about what else you can implement into it, okay? As far as spirit, you are still being looked after in spirit by a female, but there also seems to be, as of late, a male spirit around you, also trying to look after you. This may very well be your higher self. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling in, Nathaniel.
Hey, thanks a lot. Bye bye.
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 Area code 503926. Please state your name, where you're calling from. Area code 503926.
Hi.
Hello. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Good. What's your name and where are you calling from, hon?
I'm calling from Oregon, and my name's Yvonne.
Okay, Yvonne.
And I'm not going to ask a career question.
Okay.
I'm going to ask a love question.
Mm-hmm.
I recently met somebody, and I'm just wondering if there's will be anything that comes from that other than...
Okay. Does he seem to be a little bit pulled back in communication, like it slowed down a little?
No, it's pretty new. I mean, we just met, so...
Okay. Because I feel like something... Give me a minute. Because I'm feeling that... there's something about this guy. It really makes me feel good about him. But then there's something about this that I feel you're concerned about. Like, is there something about him that disturbed you a little?
No, it's the situation, how we know each other. I think maybe that's what you're sensing.
Okay.
Not a boss, but kind of in that role.
Hey. You know what, though? I really see a good outcome with this. I actually see this as a great connection. And I feel that if you go with the flow on this, it could really lead to a good long-term marriage or relationship.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Yeah, no, he's a really great guy, but I just didn't know. I felt something, like maybe some energy there, but I just thought I could confirm that.
Okay, wonderful.
Thank you so much.
I see a lot of roses around you, by the way. Do you like roses?
I do like roses, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, my screen name's Rosebud.
Oh, okay. I see yellow and red and pink. Actually all mixed in with one another, but they're all around you, so you're blessed, and you're going to be really blessed in love, okay?
Awesome. That's so wonderful.
Right.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Right,
thank you. Bye.
Have a good night.
You too. Good night. All right, everyone. I appreciate everyone joining us tonight, and again, book your sessions for $10 for 30 minutes at www.howpsychic.com. And blessings and love and light. And make sure you guys do your meditation on the new moon on February 21st.
All right. Love, light, namaste, and good night.
Good night.